now, Strauss.
Hey everyone, welcome to the episode of TVNJ. This is Brizzle.
This is B.
And let's get into it. All right, let's talk about our week. How was your week?
So my week, it was pretty dreadful at work. A lot of bad news concerning terminations and furloughs, but at least I'm still there. So I'm still getting paid so far.
Fuck.
Rather not talk about it. And I'm not drinking right now, so it makes it that much more great.
Don't worry, I am.
Friday, let's start with the weekend. So Friday, I lost at Jackbox again. Whatever. So
remember, who won? Who is the king? All hail me.
Lord, I completely
forgot. Look, you peasants. All right? All hail the king. I am a benevolent ruler, but I also rule with the iron fist, and I will fucking crush any of you guys if you try to upost my kingdom. What? What are you looking at me like that?
Get the guillotine! Get the guillotine!
So I know who I'm getting rid of first in my kingdom.
I scared Oreo. Okay, anyways. So that happened. I was trying to remember my days. Because they kind of
just mesh all together.
So I'm
quarantine
trying to
do that to you.
Yes. So Friday, which was, it's, you know, our date night. So we always pick somewhere to eat. Yeah. This time around, I think I've been eating kind of healthier. So you
except for this time.
Well, I got fries.
That's not healthy.
It's a vegetable. So I got fries, I added some vegan cheese, which made it super delicious.
So you added more oil to fried stuff.
It was so delicious. However, what I did want to say, that's the day I saw Airbender, right? The first time.
I'm going to get to that.
Okay, so this is the thing. Percy has been on me about this show for a long time, and I kept
for good reason,
and I kept setting it back. I go, no, not yet. I don't want to see it.
Because she doesn't like good shows.
Anyways, so yeah, I'm hooked. I hate you. I hate you so bad.
No, you don't.
It's a really good show, and I look, this is the thing. It just gets on my nerves when it is a good show because then you gloat. Then you glow. You glow, you have this smirk on your face, and you're like, oh, see? I told you. I know you would have liked it.
Because it's true.
Yes, it's true. But now I have to finish the series, and that's what gets on my nerves. Because then I have to wait until, you know, we both see it, even though you've seen it already. But anyways, so that was my Friday. My Saturday was glorious. It was a chill day. I got to do stuff around the house. I, you know, washed my clothes. I did a mini spa day for myself because Lord knows my feet needed some TLC. Yes. And before quarantine or that first week that we went to go get stuff, prior to that, I wanted to get that little spa thing for your feet. I don't know how to call it. If you guys know, let me know. But it does little bubbles and stuff, and then you can put your feet on top of
liquid
the ledge.
Foot massager.
Sure, why not? It heats up, and then it spews bubbles.
Does not heat up, by the way. That is a lie.
It does heat up.
When I used it, it didn't do shit, but it did give me bubbles on the feet.
Whatever. Anyways, so the point is, I did that, and I was watching Can't Buy Me Love, which was awesome. It's one of my favorite shows when I was a
show. Is it a movie?
I'm sorry, a movie.
They remade it with Nick.
Oh, that's Tanner. A horrible movie. No, they should never have done that remake.
Well, it's Nick Cannon.
He's
terrible. So.
I didn't know this, but Can't Buy Me Love was also a remake. I didn't find that out until years later.
So the second remake was good. The third remake was crap.
Yeah, I haven't seen the first one. I don't even know what the name is. So if y'all know what it is, please let me know. I absolutely love that movie. That's what I did for Saturday. Super chill day. Sunday, which is today, I went to go see my folks, and
6 feet.
It was 6 feet. This isolation has been really difficult. I could imagine how you guys feel, but it's been really hard on my mom. So I have definitely tried, you know, to do the whole video chat and stuff, but I think it's gotten to the point where she needs to actually see us in person. So we, I went, my sister went the day before. I went today, and I told her we can't go in the house. I can't go in the house, but we can be outside, you know, 6 feet. I brought my food, you know, they were eating their food. It was good times. I know she wants a hug and all that stuff, and it's really hard not to, but we're working through it. Hopefully this will, you know, be over
sooner than later, but I know,
people wash your hands, keep your distance, put on a damn face mask, please.
Also, stay at home if you can. Like, this is different because we know her family. Like, we still spent, you know, she did her 6 feet. But people, please don't be dumb and fucking go to the beach or fucking, like, God, stop being selfish. Wear a mask, goddammit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, even then, you know, having to stay 6 feet from my mom, I know some people that I see don't even do that. But, you know, we're doing our part. Please do your part. So, you know, curve this damn shit. And then, this is the thing that I was going to say. I didn't eat breakfast, right? Because I knew I was going to eat over there. And I couldn't use their bathroom. So that's the whole reason.
Did you go to the bushes?
No, I didn't eat because I'm like, okay, let me time it. I'll eat once I'm there. I'm going to have a good, like, couple hours where I won't have to use the bathroom. Wait,
you were trying to time stuff, babe? Your sense of timing is not that great.
Look, I know my stomach, okay? And my bladder. So I did pretty well because then after I asked you if you needed me to get anything, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to be quick with it because by the time I got to Ralph's, I was pretty much needing to go to the bathroom. That's why I came in and
just,
you know,
ignored me, threw shit on the floor and just let's go.
I didn't know. And this is the thing. Our neighbors are so awesome. I love especially our neighbors from the, like, one I forgot side. What side. Yeah. Super dope. But he was explaining something to me about, like, the thing on, you know, the ground or something. I was, like, trying to hold my legs together. But anyways, yeah, he's super dope. They're freaking awesome. Anyway, so then I completely ignored him. I was trying to tell him, oh, no, you were telling me, babe, try the barbecue sauce. Which one? And I was like, babe, I really got to go to the bathroom. No, just try it.
I want to know which one to put on the chicken.
Oh, Lord. I was ready to explode. I had to go so bad. But I chose a sweet one because it's really delicious.
It wasn't bad.
And yeah, that's basically it.
All right, well. I try to cut mine short. So my week. Started a new job. So far so good. So far so good. Friday was date night and it was my turn to pick stuff, so I picked some wings. I miss going to Buffalo Wild Wings, but whatever. Make do. So as Brenda mentioned before, I've been trying to get her to watch Airbender for the longest, and she's very much stubborn. Not because she doesn't think this show's good. Is the thing is, she knows whatever I pick is going to be great.
Oh, see?
But she is so... She hates the fact that I pick good shows. Oh, God. That she gets upset. And I'm like, come on. She's like, no, I don't want to watch it. And I'm like, it's just her being stubborn. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. It's totally fine. So what I did was, when we got food, I put it on TV. I want to watch it. And since we were together, like, look, you can either watch this with me or ignore it. But I want to watch what we're eating. She's like... fine, I'm not gonna pay attention. So then, whatever, 5 minutes later, no, after the first 10 minutes, she looks at me, I hate you. Yeah. And I'm like, why? You know why? Yeah, I know why, because I know your tastes, and I know you'll like it. And that's why I don't show you everything, because I do have some anime and some stuff that's not gonna work for you. So I don't show you that. But when I am adamant about watch this, it's because I know you'll like it. You're just mad because, and I understand, you try to show me shows, but I tell you, I already seen it and I don't like it, but it's not my cup of tea. But she tries to be like, no, just watch it. I'm like, look, it's going to be worse because I'm going to ignore it or I'm going to be like, I don't like this. And then you're going to get, and you get mad. Fine. But the thing is, I already don't want to put you through that. But you still get mad when I'm like, babe, I don't want to watch that. How come I got to watch your shows? I'm like, because the shows I show you, I know something you like. You're just showing me stuff that you like without knowing my taste. as wacky and effed up as they are, I'm not gonna like it.
My eyes are rolling so hard in the back of my head.
Because I'm right. Anyways.
No.
No.
Go ahead. Go finish. Go ahead.
Anyways. Saturday was an alright day. Again, I love making food, so I ended up making another tri-tip. I think I got tri-tip down. So when the whole pandemic ends, if I'm trying to have people over, make a nice tri-tip again. And then ended up playing with the guys. As for today, woke up late. Ended up again cooking food. I was supposed to cook food for the week, and I think it's really cook food for 2 days because.
It was good.
No, it's good, but like, damn, that's not gonna last that long. And oh, I was able to test my new knives again. I was able to use the knives to like clean up the. So, question for some people out there: when you guys cook chicken, like thighs, for instance, do you guys clean them up, like cut out the excess skin, make them look nice and uniform, or you just like screw it, we're throwing it on the grill like that? I used to be like that. I used to just just season it, throw it on the grill, we're good. But I know for a fact Brenda does not like extra skin. She hates it.
Hate it.
So I'm like, all right. So and then the thing is, I watch a lot of videos and people, you know, they trim up the chicken for competition wise and make it look pretty. And I remember telling her, "Do you want me to do that?" She goes, "I don't want to get extra work, but if you get rid of the skin, I would really appreciate that."
I'm not gonna tell you not to, but
if there's less skin in there, I'm more than happy.
I would appreciate it.
So I started doing that more. It takes more time, but it does look nicer, and B, it does make Brenda appreciate the chicken more.
I like how you threw that in there after you were scolding me right now, slick.
Continuing on, so that was and here we are now recording on Sunday.
So for my
first
topic, I had some issues on Monday.
And whoa, I think hold last... up! Sorry, time out. Okay. Time out. Okay. I just remembered something about the week.
Oh, the week, yes.
You recorded your first episode of watching me play Last of Us. I thought I was upset at the sound quality, but that's on my end. Something didn't register correctly on my computer, but we still had sound. For those of you who don't know, Last of Us is a really good game. It's old, but it's a really good game. The Last of Us 2 is coming out later this year, and that's the reason I wanted Brenda to play it. It's free on the PlayStation App Store, the remastered version. And the base of the game is, this is post-apocalyptic world. Some shit happened to a lot of people, and you're surviving it. And the part I made her play was the first 20 minutes of it, setting up the world and the premise of it. And it's this dude with his daughter and his brother dealing with this outbreak happening on the spot. So go ahead, babe. What did you think?
I can't believe. Okay. Actually, this is a good thing. Yes, let's bring this up. So, I don't like to be scared. So I kept asking him, is this scary? Suspenseful. No, it's suspenseful, which it was. It was suspenseful. However, I asked him throughout the week, babe, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you positive? Okay. So someone that y'all just heard knows my taste, right? Yet he puts this game on that gives me some high anxiety. Yeah, I did not like it.
First off, there was nothing gruesome or anything too bad. It was very suspenseful, and it had one, not even a legit jump scare. It was a car accident that happens.
Suspenseful, and it was sad.
Oh, that one, yeah. Oh,
and God. This is the thing. The beginning of it, he was saying, I'm trying to remember. See, I blocked it out of my mind. Because I was trying to keep my sanity together.
How dare you?
But yes, as he's playing, I'm watching it. I'm like, okay, not so bad. And it's, oh my gosh, it's just so sad. And then the first part of it was over. And I'm looking at him. And then my eyes were just, you know, my eyebrows were up. My little glistening eyes about to have a tear in them. And then he looks at me and he goes, oh. Yeah, that's the first part, or that's the opening part. And I look at him and go, there's more? Well, you're yeah, gonna keep playing? Oh God, yeah. I honestly told him I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this again.
I really want her to do it because she's very expressive, and I would love someone else's perspective on it. For the record, you held yourself very well in that last part, because when I first played this game, it's funny because the way I would present it to you, my compadre Jose showed it to me when he was living here. And he goes, because I didn't want to buy it. He goes, oh my God, let's play. I'm like, I just play. And I played it. He's like, play it on easy. It's not about the game. It's about the story. I'm like, all right. So I start playing. Like, first 20 minutes, I'm over here fucking tears rolling down. And I turn around and look at him. You fucking asshole. He goes, yeah, this game is deep. And I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, all right. Well, I want someone else to experience this emotional roller coaster. Which, for the record... How did you not even tear up or cry? Because you're you cry for the randomest stuff, just like me.
Well, because this has to do... Well, can I say what this is about? Okay, it's about infected. Spoilers. Human. Yeah, no. This is the thing. If it... Because I know this is a game. I know it's a game. So, yes, you are somewhat... Me. I'm going to talk about me. I don't know about anybody else. But me specifically, yes, there's some certain of investment that you have emotionally. But because I know it's a game, and because there is still that game look of it, even though it's... I will say this. The quality of the graphics is amazing. It's really, really, really good. However, I don't play games that often because Percy's already ready to, like, rebuttal right now. But I'm just saying, as far as someone who does not play games, to me it was amazing. So I thought it was really good.
Hold up. You're saying, okay, it's just a game. Anyways, go back to your topic.
I forgot. Oh, I wrote it down. What do you mean you forgot? You wrote it down. I did write it down. Okay, so how long would you let your dog go without getting groomed?
Oh, that's an easy question. As long as it has to get an actual barber.
How long have you gone without your dog getting groomed?
Months.
Like, how many months?
I can't give you exact where I felt bad for him, because I'm like, can you even see under all that? And he looked like a baby sheep. Like that, he was super fluffy. And then I'm like, it might be time to cut your hair. Because when you started getting knots in it, and I'm like, okay, yeah. It was matted. Yeah, we need to start taking you in, buddy. But the thing is, right now it's hard because, you know, you got to find some groomers that allow you to do it. And then you have the whole process now, which it's not, it sucks. But like before, it was honestly just laziness. And because the longest period always comes in winter. Because in winter, I'm like, all right, you don't need a haircut. So I'm like, I'll push it later. No, when summer comes, I feel bad for him. Like, we need to cut his hair as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Yeah, how was he doing lately?
I couldn't stand looking at poor Oreo, which is our dog. That's his name. I don't know what mix he is, but he's a small little dog. He's a mutt. Yeah, he's a small dog.
Like a miniature poodle mixed with mutt.
Yeah, I don't... I'm trying to compare him to a dog, but I'm not good at dog species.
So, you know how every Latino has that one fluffy white dog? That's pretty much a mix that he is.
But a lot cuter, in my opinion. I may be biased. But, I honestly was feeling bad, because he couldn't see. I think he couldn't see anymore. He was just getting very fluffy, and I thought maybe he was gaining weight. But then I went to actually...
Pick him up?
No, kind of research his areas, you know, like the top and then his tummy, his neck. And it was all fur. It's just hair. So it made me a little concerned, to be quite honest. So then I was thinking, okay, I'm going to do some research. I am going to definitely groom this poor dog.
And right? What did I tell you?
So I did a lot of research-ish. Right?
Translation, YouTube videos.
Yes, YouTube videos. And I just went down...
What was they saying? What was they telling you?
Can I finish?
Okay.
Okay. So, I forgot what I was saying. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
All I'm saying... Sorry for interrupting. But it's just... What did I tell you, babe? I've tried grooming it before. It is not easy. This is why I pay extra money. because it is difficult. And you said, I could do it. I've seen videos. Can't be too hard.
I didn't say it like that, but go ahead.
Okay, how did you say it?
I said, I'm gonna watch these videos and prepare myself for the craziness that's about to ensue.
Mm-hmm. And what did I tell you?
You're crazy.
I did not say that.
He didn't say that.
I said, okay, good luck. I warned you because I've been here before. Like, yeah. I bought the Clippers at one point.
Yeah, he bought Clippers.
And I warned her, this is not going to end well. And you said,
I'm going to try anyways.
Yes.
I did. Most definitely did. So, after watching a lot of YouTube videos, I just was fearing for his life because of all of the mats. I was just seeing all these aggressive dogs. And I think I just went down the freaking rabbit hole. And I was like, no, I'm not going to let him get matted. Poor little thing. So,
meanwhile, he's not matted at all. He's just fluffier because he has a lot of hair. But he's not matted at all.
This is the thing. Okay, so let me, before I get into that. I finally was ready. I'm like, okay, ready. I washed him. Oh, that was a whole nother thing. His homeboy was dirty. Yeah, I had washed him, a couple weeks ago. And then I just couldn't help it. You know, I had to wash him again. So I washed him, dirty as hell. But now he smelled, well, he likes to go in the dirt. So it is what it is.
It's not even that bad. We had grass. Imagine that. Yeah. Before it was all dirt, it was worse.
Yeah, so luckily
he has grass. So he's white and black. He was gray and black at one point.
Like when he'd shake, all this dust would come out. It was funny. Before, not now. Anywho, so I washed him, and then at that point, Percy helped me blow dry him. He needed to get some haircuts in places as well.
Hey, yeah, I know we're talking about Oreo. You. He's like, how dare you talk about me?
I know. So he got blow dried, and then I was trying to comb him as well, but he has curly hair. We're a curly hair family, and it was a little bit harder. So right after that, Percy gave me the look of, are you sure you want to go through with this? And I said, yeah, I'm confident that I will be able to do this. So he goes, okay.
If that's what you want.
This is the thing, because he had to go do something. I forgot what you were going to go do.
So it was podcast.
Oh, there you go. So he was podcasting.
And I told her, look, I can only help you from now to this time. Mm-hmm. That's all I could do. Do you sure you want to do this? She's like, hey, I know it's about you. Calm down, buddy. I told her, I can help you until this time. After that, I got stuff to do. And you're like, it's fine. I can do this. And I'm like, all right.
Overconfident.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, let's do what we can now. So I helped her snip the face, because that's difficult. You need two people to that.
Actually. Oh, go ahead.
So we snipped the so you could see, we snipped the hair, closed his eyes, and we fucked up his mustache, so he looks weird. And then, all right, so we started trying to trim it. And the thing is, he was still a little wet. So when we would try to puff up his hair and with the brush and the hair blow dryer, it would cut off part. But then the bottom coat was still a little wet, so it wouldn't cut evenly. And we're trying, and we're going. And we took a lot of hair off, but it's still not that great. And then time came, and I'm like, babe, I got to go. Like, what else do you need me to do? And she was like, it's fine. I got this. No worries. And I'm like, oh, are you sure? Yeah, I got this. I'm like, all right, cool. So I want to go do my podcast.
Yeah.
And then?
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't go too well. What ended up happening was, this is the thing. He's not aggressive, but he definitely does not like to be, does not like to have a haircut or clippers. Sorry. He doesn't like the clippers on him. This time around, I was trying to hold him down, but I did not want to hurt him. I didn't want to nick him, because you know you have to kind of spread out their skin so you won't get or nick him or whatever. I was tired. He was tired. I didn't want to get him extremely anxious. So then I was thinking to myself, you know what? I'm going to bust out my shears. At that point, Percy did help me with the face. And then I just thought, you know what? I'm going to go to town. So I was just giving a haircut all around his body. My back is still hurting. It recovered. Actually, no, it recovered. And then yesterday, my whole chill day, I forgot about this. I tried to use the clipper, try to introduce the clippers again. He allowed me to do the back and then some of his neck. Not neck. The back of his neck. And then some of his head. But other than that, he was not having it. So I had to clip more of his facial hair and other parts. But yeah, I shout out to the groomers. Big shout out to the groomers. I definitely appreciate you guys. I don't know. Which then this is where I was going to get into. How the hell do they cut his hair? Because he's always yanking everywhere.
Because I told you, they have... First off, they have a table where they put him on top. Mm-hmm. That table has a... If you notice, there's a metal bar that connects a leash type thing that they put on the dog that holds the chin up.
Yeah, I see.
So
that
they cannot move. Any movement bothers them. Mm-hmm. Like, because it pulls them higher. So that's why they have to stand up straight. Mm-hmm. That's how they're able to do it. And I was telling you, it's going to be difficult. And the thing is, there's a reason we have clippers here. Because I tried to do this back in the day. I was actually successful only once. And I don't know how I was able to do it, but I basically gave my dad's dog a lion cut. He was pissed. Because that was his baby. I made that thing look like a lion. It was hilarious. The head was super poofy. Lord. Everything else was shaved except for the tail. Had a puffy tail. My dad was pissed. Didn't talk to me for like 2 weeks. Anyways. The reason I knew I couldn't do it with Oreo is because I had tried it before and I fucked up his hair. Like, it looked like somebody just
took a lawnmower
chunk out of the section. I'm like, fuck. And then I'm finding a groomer. The groomer fixed everything. And that's what I was telling B, this is not going to be easy. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I wasn't able to do it and I struggled. And I know, and you're more patient than me, but you're not going to be able to do it. And she's, no, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Okay, that's fine. I've learned to this point. Like, that's fine. Don't argue. So she learned. And I told her once I came in after, I felt bad because her back hurt. I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
My back is still killing me.
But she gave me a look like, I'm not going to say you were right. Never going to say that. But maybe we should go to the groomers. and I told her, like, well, I told her, I'm like, yeah, this is why. Like, I am willing to pay that extra money because it's expensive. It's minimum $40 to $50, I think. Plus, I tip him $10 to $20, depending if I have extra money that day. Mm-hmm. Because they deserve it. Because they deal with these. And I think I might be lowballing on the tip. I'm not sure if anybody knows.
Yeah,
what is the typical tip of groomers? I usually give either $10 or $20, depending. But God bless them, because they have patience. And man, yeah. If you look at him, he looks adorable, but he looks like he lost the fight with a lawnmower.
Yeah, that's my fault.
No, it's not completely your fault. I missed sections too. I thought I was doing great. I'm like, oh, look at that. That looks good. And then after Brenda came back, I'm like, oh, I fucked up that section too. I missed a whole chunk.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least he can see, I guess, that. And then his ears. There's things that I didn't even know with certain things that you have to do for a dog. So it was good though. I needed that information. I didn't get to go there yet. So next venture.
Wow, we're almost at past 31. Well, let's do a quick... You know what? No. But let's end it now, and I'll bring that topic up next time. That's good. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of PB&J. If you have any recommendations about how to groom your pet, besides just going to the groomer, which I'm probably going to end up doing from now on, as I told you, let us know. And if you please, let me know what the typical tip should be. I would appreciate it. Yeah. Am I underpaying? Am I overpaying? Under-tipping? Over-tipping? Please let me know.
Yes.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to share this with your friends. And yeah. Cool. Take care.
Bye.